The following shiur is delivered by Rabbi Mordechai Lebhar, Rosh Kollel at Link of Los Angeles.
For more information or shiurim, please visit theshc.org or call 1-844-200-TSHC. That's 1-844-200-8742.
These parashiyot discuss the life of Avraham Avinu. In Masechet Sota, Daf Yud Zayin, it's written that in the Zchut that Avraham Avinu said certain things, he merited certain berachot. For example, when he said the words, Anochi Afar Va'efer, he was zoche to the mitzvah of Efer para Aduma and the Efer Sota and Afar and the dirt of the Sota. And also when he said imechud ve'atzeruch na'al, that he will merit that he was willing to give everything, his children merited two mitzvot, the chut shel tchelet and the ritzua shel tefillin, the straps of the tefillin. Now, I thought that we would discuss an important subject, use this as a springboard to discuss an important subject in halakha that is known as one of the most famous machlokot in the history of Am Yisrael, in the history of halakha, which is the machloket of tefillin and the proper way to fulfill this mitzvah of tefillin. It's known as the machloket between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. And the truth, it's a little bit inaccurate, because it was really a machloket way before Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, but it's just coined that way. The teshuvah of the Pe'er Hador of the Rambam in Siman Yutet already discusses the difference in parashiyot, as it's written in the Gemara in Masechet Menachot. The difference of opinion on how one places the parashiyot of the tefillin in the tefillin. We know that there are four parashiyot that are placed in the tefillin, and each one of them has a mention of tefillin. Kadesh, parashat Kadesh Likol Bechor, parashat Vehaya Kaviyacha, parashat Shema, and parashat Vehaya Im Shamoa. Now, the Gemara in Masechet Menachot discusses these four parashiyot, but it's not exactly clear in the Gemara how they are placed. Rashi says we write them keseder haktuvim b'Torah, kesidran, according to the seder they have to be put in keseder haktuvot b'Torah. And the way that it's written in the Torah is kadesh v'ayakev yachas shemayin v'ayayim shamoa. Rabbeinu Tam understands not that way, and Rabbeinu Tam in the Tosfot in Masechet Menachot brings that it's not that necessarily according to the seder haktuvot b'Torah, rather keseder havayatan. In other words, vehaya and vehaya have to be next to each other. Whatever the reason is, it seems to be that it's learned from drashot of psukim, but the havayot have to be next to each other. So one has to have kadesh, vehaya kevyacha, vehayim shamo, and then shema. So there's a very fundamental difference how to place these tefillin, and the Rambam said that there was one Rav Moshe Der'i that came from the Ma'arav, seems to be from Morocco, and he had a certain way how to put them on. And when he came to Eretz Yisrael, they proved him that it was, he came with the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam opinion, and they proved him otherwise. The Rambam discusses even Rav Haigon, they opened up his tefillin, they saw it was like Rashi, but it seems to be that the Rif's opinion was like Rabbeinu Tam. And it's really a long discussion. There are many who follow the opinion of Rashi, among them the Tosfot, the Mordechai, Rav Shrigon, Rav Hananel, as we mentioned, Rav Haigaon, and the list goes on. The Ravad Beasagot, the Rambam held this way. Whereas according to the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, there are many who go with the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, as we mentioned. There's some say the Rif held this way. Whereas according to Rabbeinu Tam, there are many of the Geonim including Rav Chananel, Rav Yehuda Barzilai. I'm sorry, I mentioned beforehand they were going in Rashi's opinion, but Rashi has many of the other Rishonim like him, including the Rambam. But Rabbeinu Chananel, Rav Yehuda Barzilai, Rav Yosef Tov Ilam. There are many Rishonim that go, I'm not going to come and name all the Rishonim, but there are many Rishonim that follow the opinion of Rashi, and many follow the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Therefore, the Tur in Yoredeot, the cornerstone in Shulchan Aruch, Orach Chaim Siman Lamed Daled, the cornerstone of Halacha, writes, "Bedavar ze nafla machloket ben ha-geonim." There was a great machloket between the geonim. And the Rosh writes that since nechleku gdole olam, and each one holds that tefillin are pasul according to the other one, as it's written, hichlif parashiyot, therefore, a yireh shamayim should fulfill both opinions, and he should make two pairs of tefillin, and he should put both of them on. Now, there's a problem if you put both of them on, because there's an avera, we know, of bal tosif, that you shouldn't add on extra mitzvot. So the Rosh says, in order to solve that, what a person should do is that he should have in mind, when he puts them on, that he is only being mechaven for the right pair of tefillin. So the Rosh, for whatever is right. So he makes a condition, and then that's not called bal tosif. We're going to get to that shortly, exactly how one should put on tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. But it's clear that the Rosh writes, a yireh shamayim should put on tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. The Shulchan Aruch as well writes these opinions, and in Siman Lamed Dalid, Seif Gimel, he adds on the following caveat. He says, he adds on from the Teshuvah of the Maril, Lo ya'asuken ela mi shemuchzak u'mefursam bechassidut, which should only wear two pairs of tefillin if he is muchzak u'mefursam bechassidut, if he's known to be somebody who is pious and he does things of piety. Which would be, nowadays, one would refrain. The truth is, in many of the Sephardic countries, many people didn't wear tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam because of this reason. Because they didn't want to have yohara, which means they didn't want to look more presumptuous and more religious than everybody else. Question is, did this change nowadays or not? Rav Avadia Yosef in Yabia Omer, one of his first teshuvot in Chelek Aleph Siman Gimel, brings many opinions that follow the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, and he discusses very strongly that people should wear tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. Now, this teshuvah was written quite a long time ago. It was written as in the first volume of Yabia Omer, which was quite early on, and ever since that time, many people followed that opinion and started wearing tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. As a matter of fact, one could see even Baalei Teshuvah that have recently become religious, they wear tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. People who are not so learned, they wear tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. That is the reality by the Sfaradim nowadays. So it could be, one could make an argument, there is no more problem of Yohara. So the Sha'arei Teshuvah brings from the Birkei Yosef, that he writes something already a couple hundred years ago, that in his place, Rov Tovsei HaTorah u'miktzat Balei Batinim manichim de tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam velo mechzikei Yohara. Many Balei Batim wear tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam, so that's already not called Yohara anymore, and kind of Hutra Ritzua, you would say. Now that it is totally acceptable to wear tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. There's a sefer called Kafnaki that recently got printed from Rav Khalifa ben Malka. He was from one of the southern cities of Morocco called Agadir. And he writes there in the name of a chacham called Rav Yitzchak Nahon, another reason why there's no Yohara, because since one is wearing them one after the other, not together, Yohara was never said on that. Yohara is only said when they're worn together, not when they're worn one after the other. I asked this question to Rav Eliashiv, that nowadays a lot of people wear tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. Am I allowed to wear them as well, even though my ancestors didn't because of Yohara? So he said that nowadays it changed. This is one of those halachot that evolved and changed. And since many people wear tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam, there is no more issue of Yohara, and one should wear Rabbeinu Tam. The minhag of the Ashkenazim, though, is most people don't wear tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. Although the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Siman Lamedalit Siv Hei that there's no more Yohara nowadays and one should wear them, nevertheless, many Ashkenazim refrain. Rav Moshe Feistin in Orach Chaim Chelek Dalit Siman Tet writes, when there was chashashot in tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam, it wasn't sure how kosher they were, they didn't wear them. But nowadays, obviously you could find tefillin that are kasher limhadrin. Still people refrain. They say from the Gaon Mivilna in Keterosh, Otiot Yud Gimel and Yud Dalid, that one doesn't have to wear tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam, because the halacha is like Rashi, and if we're going to start to be worried about every single opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, there's many other shitot that we could try to fulfill. And indeed, the Chazon Ish is brought down in Dinim Ve'Anagot, Perek Gimel didn't wear tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. However, interesting, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Sefer Meir Oz brings in the name of the Chafetz Chaim and of his father, the Stipler, that it is good for a person to wear tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam at least once in his life. We consider it like a karkafta de lo manach tefillin, according to those Rishonim, at least one time in his life in the name of the Chafetz Chaim, one should wear tefillin, that's even for Ashkenazim. But as mentioned, for Sfaradim, many wear them and they wear them. Now the point of the Gaon Mevilna, that there are many opinions to be yotzef from, I thought to mention over here something very interesting that I don't know anybody who does this, but I thought it's a very, very interesting thing brought down in this newly printed sefer called Kaf Naki from Rav Khalifa ben Malka. He was in the time of the Chida. He was a great chacham. And he writes in page Yutet of Kaf Naki that the truth is there is not only two opinions. There are more than that. There are four opinions, because there's also the opinion of the Shimusha Rabbah on the size of the batim, that many people wear the mincha time, many mikubalim wear the mincha time. There's also tefillin that are written according to the Arizal's way of putting the tagim and otiyot, as it's written in the Sefer Matzat Shimurim. And there's also tefillin according to Rabbeinu Tam, which is very close to, of the Ra'avad, which is very close to the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. The Ra'avad also held that the Havayot have to be next to each other, but he started not from right to left, you go from the Yamina Maniach, from the right of the person who's wearing it, which is, you start the other way. So it seems to be there's many opinions over here. There's really five. You have Rashi, you have Rabbeinu Tam, the Shimush Rabba, the Ra'avad, as well as the Arizal. So says Rav Khalifa ben Malka, he has if somebody really wants to be mehadir in tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam and get five pairs of tefillin, he says he has a method that somebody should be yotzei everything. He writes very original. He says that tefillin de Rashi and the Rambam, that you wear them every single day. The tefillin of the Arizal, you should wear them on the days of Ta'aniyot, on the day of Ta'anit. The tefillin of the Shimush Rabbah, there you could wear them on Rosh Chodesh. The tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, that he says there's a problem of Yohara in the Poskim, he says he has an idea. You should wear them the day after Yom Kippur, because the day after Yom Kippur, which is Isru Chag, it's written that Baba Ben Buta would say that even a hediot, even a simple person, is called a chassid. So that day that our avirot are all clean, the day after Yom Kippur, we're considered chassidim, we could wear tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. That's a very interesting thing. And he says, of the Ra'avad, of the Ra'avad, one could wear them, and tefillin de Rabbeinu Avad, he says you should wear them during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. So that's Rav Khalifa ben Malka. Not only that, he has a song and a poem that he writes how to fulfill all of the opinions. Obviously, I don't know too many people who do this. Nevertheless, an important yediyah we learn from over here is that tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam should be worn, even if one doesn't wear them every day. They should be worn once in a while. And nowadays that we mentioned that there's no problem of yohara, it definitely somebody should wear them. Now, whether a bachur yeshiva should wear them or not, Rav Ben Sieno Bashaul in Or Litzion Chelik Bet, in his opinion, a bachur yeshiva shouldn't wear the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. In Chelik Bet, Perek Gimel, Ot Yud Aleph, Rav Ben Sieno Bashaul says that since tefillin need a certain amount of tahara, a bachur yeshiva shouldn't wear them until he gets married. Then he is clean from avirot, because the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Lamed Chet Siv Dalet that a person who wears tefillin should be careful of hirhore ta'avat isha, of thoughts of women, and therefore bachurim who have more of a challenge shouldn't wear this. Nevertheless, Rav Avadia Yosef in Halichot Olam argues, and he says that if a bachur feels that he could have pure thoughts during wearing tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam, he shouldn't refrain from wearing tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. So that's interesting, who to wear those tefillin. Now, how to wear the tefillin. So far we discussed the machloket de Rabbeinu Tam. We discussed to wear them nowadays, and it's definitely a very praiseworthy thing. And now how to wear them is something else. The Shulchan Aruch, as mentioned, writes that one should have kavana, you should wear them, and you should have kavana, whichever one is right, so the other one shouldn't be bal tosif. Now it seems to be the Shulchan Aruch says one should wear them at the same time. Nevertheless, the Mikubalim were of the opinion that of course one should wear them at the same time, but not only they shouldn't have kavana that one of them is not the real tefillin, because according to the opinion of the Mikubalim, on the contrary, both of them are emet. Both of them are emet. The Chida in Machzik Beracha in Siman Lamedalit writes this, the Ben Ishchai in Vayera Ot Chaf Aleph and others write that one should definitely have in mind that both of them are emet. The problem is, according to Halacha, if you do that, you violate Bal Tosif. So Rav Ben Tzvi Bashaul has an original approach, and he says that one should make a condition that if the truth is like Kabbalah, so both of them are true. If the truth is like Halacha, only one of them is true. So you make one condition on top of another condition. The Shulchan Aruch writes that if a person doesn't have room to wear both tefillin, he should wear one after the other, make a bracha, and he doesn't write which one to wear first, but wear quickly one after the other. And then he brings a third opinion, which most people follow, which is Rashi for tefillah, and afterwards you wear tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. Now, how to follow is obviously dependent upon a person's rabbanim. But Rav Avadia Yosef in Yabia Omer, Chelek Aleph, Siman Gimel, and Dalet, discusses a potential problem. That if somebody is going to wear tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam on his arm, a lot of times they're not going to fit unless they're very small. Now, obviously, the Mikubalim were aware of this issue, and the Ben Ishchai in Parashat Vayera says that even if they go above the half of the muscle of the top muscle, then it is also okay. And he explains the following: the Shulchan Aruch writes specifically that the proper place to put tefillin shel yad is from the latter half of the forearm, that means from the shoulder till the elbow, the latter half, that's where the proper place to put tefillin. The Gaon Mivilna argues, and the Gaon Mivilna says that the whole top arm is the right place to put on tefillin. So, the Ben Ishchai says, even if there's no room to put both tefillin on the smaller half, which is many times the case, nevertheless, says the Ben Ishchai, that since the Gaon Mivilna says that the right place to put on tefillin is the whole arm, one who could rely on the Gaon Mivilna against the Shulchan Aruch in order to fulfill this opinion of wearing both tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam at the same time. Rav Avadia Yosef vehemently argues. He says that if one does that, he is going to lose the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, if one can't find tefillin that are small enough to fit on the latter part of his arm, he should wear them one after the other. Interestingly, Rav Ben Tzion Abba Shaul says the same thing in Or Letzion Chelek Bet, Peregimel Teshuva Bet, in the Biurim on the bottom. And he says that if a person doesn't have room to put them on the latter half, he should put them on the whole, he should wear them one after the other. So how to wear them really depends on the size of your arm and the size of the tefillin. If you have very small tefillin and your arm is also very small, you'd be able to put them on at the same time. Otherwise, and you have to make the conditions as we mentioned, otherwise one should put them on one after the other. So in summary, Tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam is one of the most famous machlokot in Am Yisrael, and the Sephardi Poskim were more encouraging that people should fulfill this mitzvah, and if they cannot fulfill it every single day, once in a while they could borrow a Tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam from their friend and put them on without a bracha, is also a tremendous thing. Chazak Baruch.
This audio series has been brought to you by the Sephardic Halakha Center. The center is committed to advancing research and application of halakha in the Sephardic community nationwide. For a halakhic consultation, monetary Beit Din services, to order this series or to sign up to receive the Sephardic Halakha Journal, or for all other information, please call 1-844-200 TSHC or email info at theshc.org to subscribe.